At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have my son, Shane Studio, with us.
Hey guys, it is me, boy. Shane Studio.
Thanks for joining us, Shane. We're going to start with our first topic that CG picked.
I picked this?
Yep, right here.
What might that topic be?
Instead of cool or not cool, CG decided to do this.
Shane's taught a few words that the young kids are saying these days.
I taught you these words?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to act like I made this.
You did teach us these,
I'm saying
though.
You taught me the words. I'm not saying okay. I don't know how to use them right.
Yeah, tell everybody what you
okay?
mean.
Okay? If something slaps, that means it's dope. If you're like, yo, this soda pop slaps, that means that soda pop is...
Good soda
shit.
Pop.
Mm-hmm. Okay? If you say, yo, this soda pop is cheeks, that means it's ass cheeks. And it's not a good soda pop. Okay, so therefore, we've come up with a game. It's called Slaps or Cheeks. That's what the fuck I thought, peoples.
Shane hates it. Shane
See, I personally
cringes.
Would never play a game called Slaps or Cheeks.
I mean, it's usually called Cool or Not Cool, but on a special episode with Shane Studia, it's called Slaps or Cheeks.
Slaps
bitches.
Or Cheeks. Okay, ready, Shane? Slaps or Cheeks. 44-year-olds using the term slaps or cheeks.
I'm cheeks on this one.
You're right? Cheeks on that one. Okay. I mean, I told Shane once that I feel like he'd say a sentence like, low-key, you're being hella sus. And he hated that phrase.
I would never say that. I would never in my life say, low-key, you're being hella sus.
Right. All right. So Shane already made... me feel uncool for the first topic,
no,
but I knew that was going
to
happen.
I'm not trying to make you feel uncool just yet.
I feel like, what if you said, you know, this soda pop slaps cheeks? Would that be good or bad? Because I feel like slapping cheeks is cool.
I feel like
you're... if you're out there as a dude and you're slapping a lot of cheeks, that means you're the fucking a pimp. You know what I mean?
I mean, that opinion slaps cheeks, I'll tell you that one.
So he just said it as it's bad. He just used it as slaps
no,
cheeks.
No, I mean,
it's bad.
It's whatever you think slaps cheeks means. You know what I mean? It slaps cheeks.
This party slaps total nuts.
No.
Is that,
no
you can't do that?
Slaps nuts doesn't work, no.
I feel like you got to do slaps something.
Slaps cheeks is bad enough, but slaps nuts is...
We're so millennials. And what are you? You're Gen Z?
I'm Gen Z.
Yeah. That's an issue here.
We're not millennials, baby. We're Gen X.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I think you are.
Really?
We're
aren't we like on the cusp?
We're 1 year away, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're
that's
81, and I think it's like 80 is the cutoff, possibly. Maybe 79.
Okay.
I just was looking at it in a class I had. So we're actually Gen X. And Shane's what? Gen Z?
Yeah, I'm Gen Z.
All right. So Slaps or Cheeks, I think, was a success.
I think I'm going to give that a roaring success.
I'm going to give it a roaring slaps.
Roaring cheeks game. Right here.
Okay. First official topic. People are using ChatGPT for comfort and therapy. And I just wanted to know how you guys felt. I feel like it's a sad sign. I don't want to say of the times because I feel like people have been lonely for eons, but I just feel, yeah, it's sad that people find comfort in that rather than a human, but I also get it. So I'm not going to be too judgy here.
No, we've all been there before.
Yeah.
You know,
I would love if it told me that, like, I was really sexually attractive. You know what I mean? It would just be like, yeah, you look good right now. And
you're,
I'm like, do I chat AI GPT? And it's like, you fucking real, you do. Yeah, like, just, you know, just like as positive affirmations. Just have someone who tells you, like, you look good.
I tell you.
You tell me, but I could use all the positive affirmations I can get.
Are you going to, like, send it a photo of yourself, though? You're going to be like, AI therapist, this is a picture of me. How do I look in this photo?
all it needs to be able to do is tell me I look good. It doesn't need a picture. I don't want it to, like, it doesn't have to be real. It's just telling me to help my ego.
You so just that, want the ego boost from
so that I can step out the into words. The world confident.
How do you know it's telling the truth, though? Or it's, like, working for you, so well, it's just, like, going to tell you that.
Don't positive affirmations. You know how people stick, like, Post-its on the mirror in the bathroom that say stuff? That stuff might not be right. You may not be successful, but you're like I am, like, successful.
Like a stranger. Like, when you see it just randomly, it's like a little sign from, like, God or something. It's like, oh.
Now I'm being judgy. Like, I said I wasn't being judgy, but the moment CG said he wanted to give it a picture to see what it says for positive affirmations, I was like, that
can
is
you
really
ask it if
sad.
You're hot? Will it tell you if you're hot or not?
It'll
CG.
I just want to know. I don't. So I never used ChatGPT yet, so I don't know what it does. If it's artificial intelligence, it should be able to know if I'm hot or not. Ask how hot I am on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, have you ever seen those, like, communities where they talk about, like, your cantal tilt and your facial symmetry? They do this thing called looks maxing.
I have not.
You haven't?
Oh, no. This is what he's going to do tonight.
They're communities?
Yeah, they're communities.
So it's like,
what?
It's like people all live together and try to make sure there's gorgeous and possible and symmetrical and everything?
Online communities. Online, not like a real physical, like, place that people are living. Like, on the internet, it'll be like people will post pictures of themselves and be like, I've been mewing, I've been training my jaw to get a sharper jawline. And I'm look smaxing. Like, they'll just try to make their face look, like, better by, you know, good.
Flexing it, kind of?
Not exactly flexing it.
Putting, like, it in, like, a position?
Sometimes I do it in photos to make myself look good. Like, I'll just.
Is it why you didn't smile in our podcast photo?
You gotta bite the jaw a little bit.
Well, it's more like a. Like, people. Some people get jaw trainers, right? It's about facial posture as well. And they. There's already kind of a guideline, and I'm not going to lie, the guideline is, it's a little racist, I think.
Really?
Well, it's very...
This world's very racist still, so I believe that.
I mean, I think the looks maxing community is definitely, like, it's a little whitewashed. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's not good.
Well, they like...
This is a very Zoolander
very
topic.
European. Yeah, Zoolander would have good, like, looks max. Like, that, he's a foundation of that, I think.
Was Blue Steel
I used to do, when I was in ninth grade, I did face exercises because I thought, you know, I lifted weights at the gym, and I thought, listen, like, if I can get big biceps from lifting weights, I get nice cheekbones, nice jawline, maybe possibly a butt chin that I did not have yet. You know what I mean? Like,
maxing,
people get six packs and they've never, you know what I mean? Like, you can get a six pack. Can I get an ass chin? Because I'd certainly want one.
Why'd you want an ass chin?
Because every superhero has one. Superman, fucking Batman. Every comic book hero has an ass chin because it's just fucking boss.
I guess butt chins.
You know what
cool,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mine's just, like, regular. There's no thing in the middle. That's like having a stomach with no abs. You know what I'm saying? I need the ass chin. So anyway, so yeah, I thought you guys should know that I started doing face exercise. I kind of invented it for myself.
You should start photoshopping a little butt chin dent in all your photos.
You're going to edit a butt chin onto yeah. all your pictures.
Oh my God, that's genius. I swear to God, I'll get a better job if I have a picture in my portfolio with an ass chin. Oh, they're like, God. This guy's got what we need.
But then they're going to see you in person and think, where did that ass
dent?
Just
faked his butt chin on his resume?
I'm like, some days it's there, some days it's not, dog. You know what I mean? It's like abs. Like, they can go in and out. Like, depends on
like
what
on
you ate that
day.
Like,
on a good day, you got a butt chin, but on a bad day, you're
like,
changes.
If I'm in a cutting cycle, I have a butt chin.
What's
but
your
like
favorite
if I'm,
butt chin
if I'm
out there?
Loading my favorite butt chin?
Ooh, you can't think of a Peter
my
Griffin.
My favorite butt chin.
See how fast I said
what?
That?
Peter
is
Griffin.
Man of Steel, whatever his name is.
Henry Cavill.
He's my favorite butt chin right now.
Yeah, him and The Witcher.
Right
slaps.
Now, right now, I'm seriously into his butt chin. And you asked me on a different week, we don't know whose butt chin I'm going to be into necessarily.
Got it.
But this week, it's him.
Maybe okay. We should move on from butt chin.
We're going to move on to the
maybe
next topic,
not.
Which is there's a Harvard physicist who's saying there's a potential alien spaceship. There's an object 12 miles long. You saw a picture of it, CG. It looked like a bunch of just lights in order, like a like a line.
Like celestial lights, though. You know what I mean? Like, because in the picture, you could also see like stars and planets and whatever else near it. And so it looked like a chain of them, like, but just all touching. And it was like blue, white, like green, like little different colored orbs like that.
What do you think it is, CG?
What I think it is.
Do you believe it's aliens?
I mean, the picture could be made by anybody, but I mean, it wasn't like real news, right?
It was real news.
That's what I'm saying. So
I think I saw the article and it was probably like, I think it was inconclusive. Like they didn't say it was an alien spaceship. It was like, like just some celestial body they couldn't identify.
And all right. Well, we will see, won't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I think something is...
And I say that not being like, I definitely think it is. I obviously hope enlightened aliens are coming in for a landing, but I'm also prepared for it to just be a celestial object that passes by with no drama.
I just think something is going on because it's just so hard for me to believe that there's like millions of planets and we're the only one that has like life that we've substantiated yet. And so like I think something's going on. I don't think that can be right. But I think like maybe there has to be things there, but maybe they're in like a different dimension or some shit. But like all those wasted, it's so weird that there's just one. Like we're looking around fucking everywhere and not finding anything.
Well, the Pentagon already released UFO footage saying like they're aware that there are UFOs here. Area 51 is real. So they're already here. I don't think so. I'm not saying they don't try to distract, but
that doesn't mean
I think UFOs and aliens have been here for a while, and our collective consciousness is going to continue to evolve to be able to make real contact with them. They're already here, but you know.
But still, I don't know like if that means they live on another planet and they traveled here, or if they're from a different fucking dimension and they just went through some sort of
Think there's both. I think there are interdimensional beings and then there are also aliens and UFOs. But I'm waiting for things to continue to unearth and shift and find out.
What's the latest news on Harvard dude saying it's an alien ship? Like, is he still saying there's an alien ship floating our direction?
I'm not sure. I've seen things, but I can't tell what's real or not. Like, I saw something pop up and it was like, he changed it to 2 weeks. And I'm like, this could be fear mongering, like false. Like someone just trying to act like he changed his mind. I probably should have Googled today what he's saying now, but
it's so weird though. It so depends what's going to happen on like what their race of aliens is like about. Like what if they're just a race of aliens? It's like all about like comedy or, you know,
comedic aliens.
They're all about fucking like agriculture. Or they're all about fucking like sex. They're sex aliens. Like you never know what kind of people, what kind of beings are coming, like, or what they're into. Or what if they're into something that we don't even have a sense for? Sorry, just.
No, you left a speechless man with that right there. I mean, I feel like if there was an alien society sophisticated enough to make their way over to Earth, they probably wouldn't be like that. But.
Or maybe they're into like fucking energies or some shit that they can feel somehow through their alien self, and they made that happen and it wasn't even about intelligence. It was about like harnessing something inside them that could control the waves. Who knows?
Also, there have been some crop circles popping up. There was one that looked like a radioactive spider. Spiders have a lot of spiritual symbolism, weaving our own destiny, the ecosystem, magic. I Googled and I did see this. Alien Mothership 3i Dosh Atlas could reach Earth in just 113 days, says Harvard professor. That's one of the most recent things. That was a day ago.
The picture for that looks kind of
the economic time. Well, that's not a real picture. That's just to get people. But the picture we saw just looked like a bunch of celestial lights in a line. But we'll see. I obviously believe in aliens. I love enlightened aliens, all about evolution and light. I like the Galactic Federation of Light.
I love all those crazy videos you show me with the Arcturians on TikTok. And the Arcturians are telling me like what's about to go down, like some shit's going down right now. Insides in our insides, and we're gonna have to realize our full potential and all that shit. And we're the seedlings.
Yeah, tell them about the Lyrians.
Fucking love them, Jones.
the Lyrans are a cat feline enlightened species, and I think that your cat Kitty, who we've been watching for 3 weeks, has some connections to them.
I think she's an alien.
And TBD, to be determined. I said I think she's connected to them. I don't think she's an alien, necessarily.
I can't see
she could
there
be.
Being like aliens that are just like cats out there, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, you'll
be
surprised
like
one day.
Unknown species that doesn't exist.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. And they'll like you because you took good care of Kitty.
Listen, speaking of Kitty and the elephant in the room, are we going to talk about Kitty trying to rub her butt on my leg?
Oh, my God.
Do you really want to talk about
Shane's
that?
Cat?
I think we should open this up for discussion.
Isn't neutered.
No,
and
she's not.
I think because of that, she is a little more trying to get her butthole touching things like CG. She has a thing for CG.
So honestly, we're wondering,
I think this
maybe
is a gross topic for a podcast.
Yeah, she
maybe on Facebook somebody
Shane's
could send
cat
us a
is
message
a pervert.
Because we're not sure if the cat trying to rub
poor Kitty.
Its bare butthole on human legs means that it
it's
needs to be neutered, or if there's something else going on, like she wants to rub the bacteria off her butthole.
The bacteria off her butthole.
Listen, I don't know what the cat's doing. I just don't want anything, you know, to go down with the cat's butthole on my leg hairs.
All right, we're gonna switch topics. Shane don't like this one, and I don't.
I just think it's gross.
I apologize, you guys.
Having pets can be weird, especially when they're not neutered or spayed, because then their instincts are extra instincty. So when they are in heat or whatever, you know, they can't go out. Like, Kitty's an indoor cat, so she's not neutered, and she's getting all those feelings, and we just have to be
ain't
like,
no,
no
Kitty, dick.
No. But that's part of it. Like, we're animals, but we're conscious, enlightened ones. Well, most of us. Some humans act
yeah,
like.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but I've started to think about, like, what if someone locked you in to a house with a different species?
Oh, I'd be in.
And you just, like, never see chicks or dudes?
I'd get sprayed with water all the time. I'm surprised I'm not sprayed with water.
Yeah, what if the aliens kept us as pets?
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
and, like,
I know.
They think it's really humane to keep us as pets, but I'm like, yo, I want to go see.
If I'm a pet, if I'm a human
other
pet.
Humans.
I would want to be spayed or neutered because I don't want to be some horny human pet locked up in a house. I'd rather have.
Do you think that you try to
a
hump
hysterectomy?
The aliens?
Yeah, probably.
Nothing,
I mean,
nobody else around?
You're a slave to your instincts, to your primal instincts, your forces. So, like, if you have that energy going and you can't get it out, you know.
You're gross.
You're gross.
I know. I'm sorry.
You both are gross.
We're both
Let's
gross.
Move on.
So, anyway, we'll move on from Kitty acting a perv because it ain't her fault. Okay, so there was an Annabelle the Doll tour. And the lead and handler, Dan Rivera, died on the Annabelle tour. And I think it has to do with her.
And handler?
He was like her handler and the lead of the tour.
Okay.
And yeah, he died. And also when she was in PA, 911 went out, which was crazy.
What
I don't
does
know
he do with her? Does
that
he like
happens?
Sit her on his lap and do like ventriloquism? Like what the
no.
fuck is he doing with
handler,
Annabelle?
No one's supposed to touch Annabelle. She was like locked away with crosses and sigils.
Yeah, she was in a case.
So handler's like he's the one helping to like transport her. Like people are saying you're not even supposed to do that. I am not scared of Annabelle. I think it's kind of cool that plantation burned down when she was in New Orleans. I feel like she's anti-racism.
You think Annabelle was behind that?
Yeah. And I think she was behind the 911 stuff. That's not chill.
I don't necessarily think that, you know, the burning of the plantation that's, you know, against racism.
I do. There was so much horror and negative energy there and pain that was unlocked because of that building still standing in a certain way. If you want plantations to stand, they should really go to people who are going to turn them into like a museum where they can honor the slaves and what they went through and like use it informational to make sure that this shit
Wait,
is
but,
healed.
But what about like you just get it because it's a dope ass house with a dope ass yard?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who,
stay woke, man.
What if other people?
Yeah, bro.
What if people don't? What if it's like, you know, black dude who plays for the New Orleans Saints owns
That's
it?
Fine because he's black.
That's fine, Siege, because he's black.
It's true.
I mean, okay, good. But well, what if Annabelle burned it down?
She wouldn't.
New Orleans That's Saints now point. Doesn't have
Annabelle
a home.
Annabelle will be knowing more shit than you.
We need to find out what race the
Annabelle
owners
knows.
Were.
Anyway. Okay. So now Matt Rife, comedian Matt Rife, bought Ed and Lorraine Warren's home and occult museum, and he now owns Annabelle.
Ed and Lorraine Warren are the people from Insidious, the first one, right?
Yeah, but I didn't see
that movie. No. The Conjuring, not
Conjuring.
Insidious.
Yeah.
That's right, yes, The Conjuring. And I didn't see that movie.
That's
I haven't seen Annabelle. The Annabelle movie, the doll looks way scarier than Annabelle. Annabelle's a Raggedy Ann doll.
That's weak sauce.
It's not weak sauce.
It's
just
not
real.
Weak sauce, Siege.
Because Annabelle isn't, you know, it's
I mean,
non-duality.
It made it much
She's light
in
and dark.
The movie. Like, Annabelle looked like a zombie doll.
So scary in the movie.
So scary.
But, yeah.
So...
What do you think? You obviously don't think Annabelle is haunted.
I don't believe in haunting. Like, there's, like, this other ghostly dimension we can't understand. But I think, you know, maybe there's something karmically. Maybe, you know, God or the universe or something like that is controlling these events karmically.
I want to know, because there's a lot of, like, evil stuff like this. Like, Annabelle and whatever. That, like, bad shit happens
know if she's
to
evil.
Whoever's around, right?
Mm-hmm.
But...
Dan Rivera.
Is there something
we don't know
that's
what
like the
like.
Opposite of that? Like, is there a little chubby Buddha doll that's like, a, you know, possessed,
I mean,
but it's possessed in a good
like
way?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like
I'm guessing in Hindu.
Statues.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we need to find that. We need to find one.
Okay.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Get a
like,
or something.
A
there's got
to
be positively charged ones if there's Annabelle's.
That's what we got to do.
You
want to
do like a reverse, like, what's the word? Like, you want to curse it, but like with luck instead
like
of like a bad thing?
Yeah, like it's reverse Annabelle. Like, when it's around.
A good
like,
Horcrux? Oh, no, Horcrux, you got to kill someone. To
like, it's a good wingman. Like, if Annabelle's around, if it's around, like, you get laid probably that night. Like, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Like, it just works every time and
yeah.
you're so sure of it. Like, it's just, it's got to
yeah.
be at that point.
Like, as long as you got your little wingman.
I feel like that's evil, though. Like, that's...
Okay.
He's, like, making your life better. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like... I don't... It's not going to put a spell on the women so they don't know what they're doing. It's just going to put a little love and luck into the air.
A little love and luck.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you find this happy, lucky, good possessed doll.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm going to have a pep in my step when I find it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Next topic. Climate change is real, and I don't think we should be fucking with cloud seeding. These people, these like rich ass people trying to change the weather. Like, we don't we have movies about this as well? Was Geostorm about this?
Geostorm.
Shane hasn't seen Geostorm, which is probably
which is
a good thing for you.
Probably
but
best for anyone.
Once again,
who
why
has
are
not
we fucking with
Geostorm.
The weather? Like, someone cloud seeded right before the Texas floods. What are we doing here, people?
Did we finish the movie Geostorm?
Yes.
I'm embarrassed.
I liked it.
I'm embarrassed
it.
That we didn't shut it off halfway
I liked it.
Through.
Shane, how do you feel about
you
this
You like
topic?
Geostorm?
You're a science major.
About climate change?
About cloud
Not
seeding.
Not just climate change, but like more like cloud seeding.
Well, I mean, there are beneficial ways of modifying the weather and the environment without like damaging things. Cloud seeding is risky. I mean, you're right. During like some cloud seeding events have led to floods and stuff like that, but
where people died.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I think these floods were honestly going to happen anyway, because with the rising sea levels and the change in temperatures everywhere, and you know, climate change also affects the weather. Certain government agencies are being disabled, which track the weather. So you know it. Even just being able to predict stuff like that in general, our likelihood has gone way down.
I consider the deaths like, you know, you're going to have to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
I didn't know you were going to be this unhinged.
He's always this unhinged.
To make an omelet.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to make a great, and that would be a great omelet if we could control the weather. That's like a, that's not just okay, a regular omelet.
Here, what are the eggs? Yeah,
he's not Mr. Sensitive.
So listen, the broken eggs. Sure. If the omelet is analogous to just a better world where we are sunshine and beautiful crops and healthy babies and stuff like that, then the cracked eggs are analogous to dead people.
Siege, if you were one of the people that got swept up in a flood, I would not be like, you know what, though? He was just one of the cracked eggs in this omelet of beautiful
fields.
Well,
now I think
you're
being
too close.
Optimistic.
You're
I
too
mean,
close to
you
the
think that we're going to get the omelet after these eggs are cracked?
I think that maybe thousands of years from now we'll get the omelet.
Oh, my God.
It won't be you then.
No, it won't be me getting the omelet. But, you know, someone will.
Well, that's kind
the
of
human
to
race.
Think about. The human race. You,
okay.
That's, I think that's hopeful. We'll
that's
see.
That's admirable.
The best omelet with feta cheese. Fuck yes.
I do love feta cheese.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Next topic. So I was seeing this on TikTok. This topic's because Shane's in college. He's going to be a sophomore in college, and he does not have a college roommate. However, I saw videos of people doing an Irish exit where they just completely pack up all their shit. They don't tell their roommate. And then the roommate comes back from like a day of classes and the roommate's gone. Didn't say anything. I kind of think it's funny.
Like they're gone, they moved out.
They moved out.
Their roommate sucked.
I guess so.
At the end of the year, they just got like transferred to a different roommate because like something happened.
This is more of like they come back to their room. They thought they were cool with their roommate and they're just gone.
Yeah, they might have requested a change, you know, in secret.
And then just got it.
And got, yeah, it was granted the change. And then they just fucking moved because they were like, I don't want to. There's some weird motherfuckers in college that you might have to live in a closet-sized space with.
Yeah, if it gets that bad, like, I feel like you were probably the problem. But if you weren't, then you just get a room unless they give you another roommate.
I wouldn't be offended if all of a sudden my roommate was gone and I got to have just a room to myself for a little bit. I would be like, I hit the jackpot.
I don't know if
unless
it works like that,
we
though, because
cool.
they might slide somebody in there.
Yeah.
Who's like on the waiting list.
I mean, I guess it's hurtful, but I'm not. Some people are so hard to live with that all you can do is like try to not cause drama.
That's what I'm saying. If you bounce, like, I don't think it's bad for somebody to just bounce. That's a roommate. That's not a girlfriend.
That's better than what could happen. Like, once again, I know a story of someone who had like their shampoo bottles peed in and puked in. You know,
that's
like
disgusting. Who was puking?
Puked
and peeing
in? They were like, I'm
gonna
puke.
It was a horrible
this.
Roommate that they had who was like mentally ill. But like they put dye in the Febreze bottles when they went to spray their clothes. It ruined them. Like, I think avoiding drama is fine. Like, I don't have the energy for
people?
Any of this.
I mean, that sounds
it was
evil.
This one chick who went apeshit. I don't know. I'm not
like
going to say
like when you lived in Jersey?
It wasn't on me. It was a friend I know. And they all lived together. It was in college. They got these three girls got a random roommate. And she just, I guess, didn't like living with them, to say it. Lately.
Damn, this bitch wild out.
Yeah. One of the worst
she
things I'd ever heard.
She puked into the shampoos?
Puked, peed. There was a lot of
stuff. How did they find
out?
Did they like try to, maybe?
They found out the hard way. She smeared shit on the couch.
That's disgusting.
So
no, the puke,
when they got
the
home,
puke
they
thing
knew.
Is the most impressive. Like, you now have to vomit on purpose. You when nobody's home, like, in a timely fashion.
Impressive's a funny word to use. It takes, I guess, a skill, but it's disgusting.
What
like
I mean
serial
is it took
shit.
Planning and dedication
killer,
to get that done.
Jeffrey Dahmer type of dedication.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
And
yeah,
he,
I mean,
he was
person,
dedicated.
This woman was definitely very dedicated and mentally ill.
Yeah, well,
did she defecate on the toothbrush? That would have been a cool move if you're going to do it.
I heard about this like 30, no, not 30 years ago. I don't wish. 20 years ago. And it was jarring. I didn't know people like that existed really until I heard that story.
Where was the shit?
I
on
believe
the walls?
Smeared on the couch, maybe the walls, but it was like a nice couch.
Oh, the couch.
Yeah.
I hope they threw that couch
shit
away.
Shit smears.
I think they did. Yeah, they were. I mean, they obviously reported it. It was crazy. But anyway, yeah, that's
I'd,
why.
I'd love to know, was this was this chick hot?
The girl, the woman who smeared her shit?
I would love to know.
I don't think so. I don't think she was heinous or anything, but I can give you more details after we wrap up.
I'm just curious very about what a person like that is like.
Yeah, I'll give you more deets to fill in the gaps. We only have two topics left, you guys, and I know Shane kind of already dissed them, but Shane is a plant science major, and I would just like to know, why did you choose plant science? Your heart just chose it?
With the changing climate, you know, I feel like nature is not getting the recognition it deserves in terms of our, not just like social needs, but our survival. You know, I think forests are being cut down. Animals are also being affected because of that, especially, you know, livestock. I don't want to get into all this, this like fighting against the meat industry stuff, but I really I like to advocate for just less land use in general. You know, don't cut down forests to build CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations, stuff like that. But I'd like to be a part of reconservation efforts if I could. I know there's arborist stuff you can do when I'm going to college. You could just do regular farming, agriculture, horticulture. I find it to be just fascinating. But
Will you know how to grow shrooms?
Well, so
soon,
yeah.
Like this year, or is that sophomore year? Or is that what year?
No, because I mean, eventually I'll take the mycelium class. I don't know if I'm going to grow any magical mushrooms, but I'll probably know how to grow like some common.
I wasn't talking about regular. I wasn't talking about regular mushrooms.
One of my teachers actually, they were like, "Oh, what do you want to do with a plant science degree?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't really know yet." And they were like, "You ever considered hydroponics? You ever heard of that?"
What's that?
Like growing weed.
Oh.
With water. I mean,
instead of soil, you mean?
Yeah, like they have like these tubs of water that they fill with nutrients, and you pretty much you place the plants in a medium, but it's not going to be like dirt. It'll just be like some foam or something they can grow in, and the water with the nutrients comes directly down to the roots, so you can do it entirely indoors. And when he was asking me about hydroponics, he was like, "Oh yeah, you're going to grow weed or something?" And then I was like, hell yeah, I'm sticking with plant science.
Are there hydroponic shrooms?
CG.
I'm asking. He's in college.
No, because mushrooms.
He knows things that I'm not going to learn.
Mushrooms aren't a plant. They're fungi.
Well, that you can still grow them
plant science
on other things.
Cover it.
But it's like mushrooms are more like, they don't have root systems. They have mycelium. And they like to live on like dead decomposing stuff or even just something that's like super moist. So, I mean, maybe you could, but I feel like the mycelium would just get washed away. Like, there's nothing for it to really root onto to break down. But I could be wrong about that.
Well, I don't love that information.
I'm very proud you chose plant science.
Thank you. Yeah, I like plant science.
I'm okay at science, and I think it's cool when you have a kid and they're, like, super smart at something that you never fully excelled at. I got decent grades, but I just think that's really cool. Also, you're in the Glee Club.
I am in the Glee Club.
You're an incredible singer. CG and I went to see you and your concert in the spring.
That John slapped dicks.
Oh, my God. No, it was very good.
Slapped. Don't say that, man.
Slapped. Is it just slapped? That's all?
And it's an all-dude Glee Club.
I feel
is
like
a Glee Club?
Something else at the
you
end.
Said slaps
like when
cheeks.
Something slaps.
Just you slaps. If you're going to use it, you got to use it the way he uses it. That shit slaps.
It's too abrupt. Like, it ends too quick.
Nah.
You know what I mean? I want to add stuff.
But, like, slaps dick is, like...
I don't know what to say afterwards. I'm still, you know...
You tried slap nuts, too.
This party fucking slaps nuts. It sounds right to me, but...
Doesn't sound very right
not.
To me.
Yo, this joint slaps titties.
Okay.
That's probably worse.
Now, you're very good at doing... Not just singing, but doing voice... impressions and things like that. Shane, can you do an impression of Frank?
Sure, I can do Frank.
Do you want to give
tough.
Any backstory
you
to
set
it?
You set him up on that one. You didn't give him any setup. You just do an impression. That is the most open-ended.
This is why I wanted to leave Bubby's a little early, because my energy starts to wane by the end of the day.
I'm not coming on this podcast to do voice impressions.
It's so good. Do you have a topic you would like to discuss?
What happened to the other ones? You had...
You dissed all of my freaking topics.
You said you were taking out one, which is the
octopus cities.
Yeah.
Because you were like, those aren't
me
real.
Some AI videos.
I didn't know that was an AI octopus city. But octopus cities are real, even if that one picture was AI generated.
They have
They're
groups
still real.
And societies that interact other intelligent species of animals like humans. And they have like races of octopi down there and species that interact with each other. But that doesn't mean there's infrastructure and like houses. They're just like really like they're cool.
So octopi. You don't like that they call them cities because you think it's more
well,
of like
you pulled up like a bunch of videos of like seashell castles and tried to convince me that they were like real, like the
I
octopi
thought they were real.
like their eight legs.
Oh, like that is fucking incredible. They're about to take over the world, octopi, but I'm about it. They're very intelligent.
Now, I don't know if the audience knows that, but when Kate watches TikTok videos, she doesn't know.
Yes, I do. You guys think I don't Google everything. I Google and make sure it's real. I didn't,
no, yeah, but
no.
Sometimes
I didn't know if that was an AI photo.
No. Oh, okay. I'm saying she doesn't know if something's staged. Like she can't tell if two people, you know, did a little bit or if there was a real interaction. She
That's
can't tell the
true.
Difference. You show me a lot of time. You show me something
Wait,
that was
have
totally
ever, have
staged.
Have you ever told people about the?
You know,
it's not true. About what?
About the Facebook account. You know who?
Yes, I did talk about it.
Oh yes.
When
let's,
I thought Bette
let's
Midler,
talk, let's clear it
was
up.
Was my Facebook friend? Guess what? That account's been deactivated.
How did we find out?
I did talk about that already.
Didn't you have plans with her? Like
found out because I told Shane that I was about to be best friends with Bette Midler and I had an audition in Manhattan coming up.
The follower count was fake.
And Shane was like, that's definitely not Bette Midler. And he like in
like
1 minute broke down
English
10
too.
Reasons how I should have known.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Well,
look
once,
at the
once
wording.
Once Bette Midler asked me for my credit card, I was like, what? Bette Midler, why? She's like, sweet, yeah, we can get you this audition. Just give me your bank.
I like that
your
they
bank
picked
info.
Bette Midler for some reason.
That's why I was like,
because you—that was perfect bait for you.
I was like, she is the wind beneath my wings. I was so excited.
You
my
were,
mom,
you were so
my mom
everybody.
Was like,
you
I'm going to drive
mom?
You there. My freaking
you told
mother
everybody.
Who should not
you started
be driving
trying to tell
into
your
Manhattan
family?
Anymore. I really thought. I know. We have a family newsletter, and that was my news that I got to be friends with
you
Bette
Midler.
Known
when Bette
my
Midler
uncle
texted.
Was like, "Congrats!" I was like, "Yes, thank you, Uncle Fred."
Well, like Shane saying, it was in broken English. She was like,
"It was not that
I
obvious."
I watched your Facebook.
No,
you have so
it
talent.
It was kind of like
you
that.
Have so many talent. Please come NYC do audition.
Why you gotta make me all sad again? I thought I was gonna be best friends with Bette Midler.
Oh
I was like,
God,
my whole life
amazing.
Has been working towards this moment.
You didn't at all think
Bette
to, like,
Midler
to
being my best
that
friend.
No, I just thought that like...
You want me to be like Bette Midler? Give me fucking proof. It said that she had 6 million followers.
No, that was
you,
the bio. That wasn't
right,
the real...
But I didn't know that. That person made it look like she had 6 okay, million followers.
Right.
Shane
that,
knew that
No, that
quick.
Made me think... Because no, it made me think...
I showed
were,
you.
You were friends on Facebook with her, but it was just like every schmuck who asked her to be a friend, you know, she lets them friend her. But then when she started immediately talking with you personally, then I was like...
Yeah, something's going on.
Well, look.
I mean, I
didn't give any info. I just got excited for a day. But a lot of the stuff I see on TikTok that I Google, the news stories, are real. And then a lot of them aren't. But I do Google these things. So I just want to say that. Sorry I didn't know that Octopus City, Octopi City.
That was Octopus City.
Octopus City was AI. Okay? Okay. Shane looked and he knew. Good for you. That's because you're Gen Z.
I just have that brain. I got to look for AI and everything now to make sure it's real.
Mad props to you, though. I like and appreciate that you want all the facts.
I do.
You're a skeptical person.
Look for the facts.
You used to be able to look at the clouds and see visuals and signs from them. And now you're like, I don't know if I was getting signs from God and Goddess. And you know what? That's fair. Have your own beliefs. You figure out your own truth.
Okay. Thank you.
But you still let me read your tarot cards. And I appreciate that.
Yes. You can read my tarot.
And you let me give you a healing.
Fucking real.
And you liked it. That's
I
good.
Take healings.
I've given you healings before, but this was like an official long one.
Well, you got fucked up when you healed me when I was sick, though. Like, because you took the sickness out of me, And then it was, you took a 250-pound man sickness and you ate it. And you was
crazy.
And we didn't do that anymore after that.
The things
you
do
just let
for
me
love.
Be sick after that.
You took this man's illness for yourself.
You basically green miled me.
I did.
And then spit out the, but you didn't, you couldn't spit out the bugs.
I quoted Game of Thrones and you didn't notice,
it,
by the way.
When Green Mile does it, he swallows your sickness and then he spits out the bugs. But you didn't spit out the bugs.
No, the bugs were just digested.
So you got all
stomach.
Fucked up.
I shit them out.
You shit the bugs? You're the new Green Mile.
I didn't see them. They were...
The white girl Green Mile.
You've never even seen Green Mile, Shane.
I'm going to go upstairs and shit this out.
All right, guys.
The sickness. I healed you.
Also, everybody, we were supposed to film this on video as well, but for some reason, the memory card wasn't working.
The fucking memory card.
So that already, like, bummed me out before we started, too. And
we were having a hard time. The universe was
having a hard time.
So evil was trying to stop this podcast from happening. But guess what?
We still did it. And Shane's,
rose above.
Shane's 19th birthday is coming up Friday, the 22nd. He is a Leo.
That's true.
You are a leader. You got fire,
you
but calmer
information?
Than me.
Yeah, right? Like now everybody knows.
Happy
personal
birthday,
information.
Bro.
Yeah, you want to say his social security 19. Number too?
What? Not comparable.
I guess not.
No, not at all. And Shane, he is now a comedian as well. He started when he was 5.
No, I'm aspiring to be.
But now you want to get back into it. So if anyone listening has some spots in Jersey or Manhattan,
edit that out. Do not on your podcast.
What? You don't want to get spots?
If anybody here wants to take my son in and help him jumpstart his comedy career.
You guys just heard some of his movie phone voice.
Please don't.
You want me to take that part out?
You know what? You do whatever.
Thanks, bro. Thank you. If anyone has a voiceover job that they want to give to Shane as well.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do his impressions.
He could do that shit.
But he could totally do that.
How many people do you usually get viewing this podcast?
Why would you ask that?
Right,
on
sorry,
here?
No. It's going to be like 10,000
Not as
people.
Much as I used to get when I started the podcast. That's for sure. But.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I braced myself. Yeah.
Anyway, if anyone has any plant science questions, don't actually
ask. Yeah, if you guys
want
to hire me to do your garden or mow your lawn.
Oh. To mow your lawn. It becomes an advertisement for Shane's lawn mowing services. That's okay. You guys were going to have a lawn mowing business.
We got to do that. My job sucks, man. Once Shane's out of college, we're starting a fucking landscaping. But I don't
we'll
care
do that,
anymore.
Man. We'll buy the equipment. We'll get a little bit of money. And we'll get like a couple lawn mowers. Start local.
Hell yeah.
Go out, hit the lawns, make some money.
I believe in you guys. You can do this.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
So we're going to wrap this up. Shane, where can people find you on Instagram, TikTok, Threads?
Threads. Oh, boy. Don't look at my Threads.
Uh-oh.
No, there's nothing in there. Shane, Shane, _ Sudia, Sudia.
That's Instagram?
That's pretty much everything. It's okay. Instagram, TikTok. That's all you really need.
Shane has made some comedy videos recently, but you also made some political videos.
Well, don't say that. Now people are going to go looking for him.
Oh, my bad.
No, they are very
But
political.
Yeah, check his stuff out. He might have his own podcast coming out soon.
Yeah,
do you know
we'll
the name?
Shut Up, Shane.
Shut Up, Shane? That's right.
It will be. I'm working on it. We'll see.
Okay. I hope it comes out. I'll have to help you maybe with the equipment part. Siege, do you want to be found? You've got an Instagram and a Facebook.
You know all the plot. You set all that stuff up. I don't even know what they are.
Can ladies not friend my husband and then message him like he's single?
Baby,
you know?
They're robots. These aren't real women.
Hot, big-titted women.
It's a picture of
women.
Butt cheeks
like,
and a thong
hey.
is the Facebook profile pic.
And I'm like, why?
You're jealous of the scammers?
Well, sometimes I don't know if it's a scammer. It's just a big-boobed lady.
What did the one last one say? Hey, precious? Or what did I...
Yeah, and I was so mad. You're like, it's a robot. Why are they calling me precious? And I was like, okay, all right. Anyway, all right. Where would you like to be found, CG?
I got a call the other day.
CG.
Or a text message from a number that I didn't know. And it says, still breathing, my old friend.
What?
What the hell? That's creepy as hell.
What?
And I said, yes, but my balls are to the floor. and he didn't text back. I wanted to go back and forth with him for a while, but he didn't text me back.
That's a great response.
I'm going to use that if it works.
I love fucking with those people. It's so fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. Kate's like, don't text him back. They will get you. They're scammers. They're bad people. But I got to do it sometimes.
That's,
man,
hilarious. I love how you saved that till now.
I forgot.
Oh, my gosh.
Forgot? How could you let your forget that?
I'm CG Wolf on Instagram.
You're CG.Wolf.
Fucking TikTok.
Okay.
No, I think. CG.Wolf, is that it?
CG.Wolf.
CG and Wolf is in there somewhere.
And I'm the Kate Wolf on Instagram. If anyone wants a tarot healing, that's tarot cards mixed with non-dual Kabbalistic healing modalities, you can email me at kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. And thank you, everyone, so much for listening.
Hell yeah.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.